And you might just think for a moment, are life groups important? Absolutely they are. And I love what Pastor Oral started off when he was talking about the plant analogy, because it's a plant analogy. If you want to see plants that grow strong, big, be green and be healthy, they need to be rooted. The roots need to grow deep, and that's what life groups are all about. Your roots cannot, and shock horror, your roots cannot go deep on a Sunday morning service. Come on. Your roots cannot grow deep if you're sitting on YouTube and thinking that's going to be the thing that disciples you. You can't do that. It's when you're around people and you're around the presence of God and allowing the Holy Spirit with the gifting of God to be active upon the people that you're doing life with, that's when the anointing of God flows and when things happen and you begin to grow and bring into change in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen today? Amen. Today's message is called Discipleship, a Key to Spiritual Growth. You know, there's one thing I've noticed in my walk with Jesus is the first and most important thing is to have a relationship with Christ and spend quality time with God. Can I hear an amen today? Amen. When you're spending time with Christ, that's when you're growing, you're developing, you're getting healed, you're getting restored. The Holy Spirit begins to put words in your heart, begins to develop you, develops your character, begins to do things and change you and mold you and make you. But can I put it to us this morning that the second thing is also just as important, that is discipleship. God has designed it in such a way that yes, we spend time with God. Yes, we spend time in His presence, in maybe sometimes in silence or in praise or whatever that looks like. But the second is just as important, and that is getting amongst people and allowing the revelations that the Holy Spirit is putting into those people to impact your life. Come on, hear an amen. Because some growth sometimes does not just happen in a classroom. When you're spending time with the Holy Spirit, that's kind of like a classroom experience. But when you are being discipled and you're moving with people, you're allowing things to happen as they happen, you're getting the practical on-the-job training that allows you to be better, more skilled in Jesus' name. God has designed it to be so that we can move forward in the plans and purposes that He has, but also exercising the gifting and the anointing upon our lives. There is an anointing and a gifting that God has placed upon you that will only come out when you're discipling people and being discipled. Can I hear an amen today? I mean, how else can I love my neighbor as myself if I'm not spending time with people? Come on. How else can I be a blessing to someone else if all I ever do is just sit down and just say, oh God, I'm just going to just spend time with you and no one else? Now, can I just say, so important. But God has allowed it to be so that as we spend time with people, we get to put into practice the things that we have learned in the secret place. There are people in the house today, we spend a lot of time in the secret place, which is good and so important, but we have to expand our outflow of what's happening in that secret place to be a blessing to others. Because growth happens when you seek God in the secret place, but when you get something in that secret place and you impart it to someone else and you be a blessing to someone else and you love someone else, come on, that's when things begin to change and begin to happen. Someone's ability to move forward in God could be potentially based on your ability to give what the Holy Spirit has been showing you in your secret time. Do not be a Christian who just spends time in the secret place and there's no outflow in your life. Because if you do that, there is going to be a holy frustration. Because you were designed to be with people. Come on. Pastor James, I don't like people. I understand that. That's why you need to spend time with the Holy Spirit so you can bring healing in that place of your life. Come on. Come on. Because how you love people has everything to do with how you spend time and allow the Holy Spirit to bring some healing in the place that needs to be healed. Could it be today, maybe your ability to not hang out with people and the views that you have maybe can be sort of sorted if we just spend time with the Holy Spirit and go, Holy Spirit, is there something that's been offending me or something that's happened? And allow the holy anointing and allow the presence of God to change you from the inside so that you can be someone who loves people in the way Christ intended in Jesus' name. God has allowed it to be so. I've often thought, God, You know, I don't know about you, but there's some things in the Bible that I really like and are easy to agree with, but there's some other things that, God, this is really offensive. I do not like it. I don't agree with it. It's like, but God in his goodness and wisdom has allowed it to be so. Come on. There are people in the church today, online, we are pushing back to some of the areas in our life that we feel really offended when we read the Word of God. But can I encourage you today? God has allowed it to be so because he understands that it, as you do, you're growing your character. Come on now. You're growing yourself. You're growing your mind. You're growing your heart. Our ability to love people comes from our ability to love God. And today's message is called Discipleship, a Key to Spiritual Growth. When we think of a key, what do we think of? We think of a device that was designed to put into a lock, whether it's in your home, your car, whether, you know, it's at the office, or maybe your suitcase when you go overseas. And the thing about keys is that keys unlock, keys open up doors, keys give access to, and keys give us opportunities to enter a new realms of possibility. Could it be today that as we unlock the key of discipleship in our life, that God is going to take you to a whole nother level and realm of blessing and anointing upon your life? There are some gifts that will not be, that will remain dormant unless we are discipled. Come on. Come on. There are some gifts in your life that God has placed that will only happen when we take discipleship seriously and say, God, what can I do to be part of the work that you are doing in this place in Jesus' name? God is wanting to unlock things in your life, and new realms of possibility can become a reality, not just a dream. Come on. Some of us, and I'm preaching to myself when I say this, we have dreams of doing certain things, and it's a good thing. But the difference between someone who's experiencing the dream is someone who's submitted under discipleship and under the hand of God. Because we need to be with people who've been there. Come on, someone say, been there. In Jesus' name. Matthew 28, let's go to the Word. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make what? Disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them, this is key, teaching them to observe all things that I have, what? Commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. Amen. God in his wisdom has put in a certain order and an established order in the Word of God that we should never take lightly. Come on, can I hear an amen today? There is a divine order, a divine grace that God has allowed it to be so in the Word, and as people who love God and love his Word, the opportunity that we have is to be people who follow the Word, not just the bits that we like, but everything in its entirety, so we can receive everything that God has for us in Jesus' name. There is a position, when we do this, this positions us to grow, increase our relationship with God and with others. And sometimes we can get into the place where we think that our relationship with God is the only thing that grows us. But can I tell you right now, yes, you can get conviction from the Holy Spirit in the secret place. Yes, you can hear the voice of God, and he does speak to us. But there's something that happens just as important where we're in the presence of people. And sometimes in the presence of people, it's not all blessing. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, when we're in the presence of people, it all goes wrong. Who knows what I'm talking about today? You don't have to put your hand up. I know it's a bit personal. But sometimes, have you ever thought that God in his goodness and grace has allowed it to be so? So that as you're in the presence of people, as you're discipling, as you're going on the journey with people, that God is shaping your character? Come on. Come on. That we are the same people when we are in church than when we are in the workplace. that we are the same people when we're picking up the children from school as we are in a life group, that we are the same, that there is no different. We are the same. And sometimes character develops when things are not happening the way we thought. That's why, what did James say? Good question, what did he say? Count it all joy when you what? Face what? Various. You know what? I've learned one thing. It is actually a blessing when you face a trial. Come on. Because sometimes that's when you know a breakthrough is about to happen. Never get to a place where you get upset at a trial or get upset at a circumstance. Take at a moment as a promotion from God. It says God is saying to you, hey, I know you can handle this. Come on, come on. It's time to go. It's time to move forward. It's time to see what God will do in this circumstance and situation. Never get to a place where we whinge about the trial. Be thankful for the trial, knowing that it's testing you and developing your character and allowing you to move forward in the plans and purposes of God. And thank God for people that go on the journey with us. Can I hear an amen today? Amen. I love what Jesus. I love what Jesus did with his disciples. He did not just teach them; he exampled to them. Come on, discipleship, as Pastor Oral was saying, is exampling. How do you trust God in a trial? How do you hang in there when hell's breaking loose and everything is not working? How do you do it? We can be, as parents, we teach our kids, you know, we got to pray and you should be praying and you got to be thankful to God. But do our kids see us thanking God? Come on. Because sometimes what we do is more powerful than what we say. And so with that in mind, the question is, what happens when we come under discipleship? The first thing that happens, we come under authority. And authority is released from heaven. Come on. Authority is released. Someone say released. Released. How does that happen? That happens when we are submitted under authority. Maybe the reason why people are not being discipled is because they don't like to be submitted. They want to be a lone ranger. They want to do things their own way. Pastor James, I can do whatever I want. You certainly can. But that's only going to take you to a level of blessing, maybe to this level. I don't know about you. I don't want to be someone who just sits at this level for the same period of time. I want to be someone who gets to know God at a whole new level in my life. And that might mean sometimes that there's going to be a bit of conviction. There's going to be a bit of pushing back. There's going to be a bit of, James, you need to change that bad behavior. Because if that behavior is not conducive for God to touch you and use you in different ways. Maybe there are people in the house today, you need to come under authority, and that comes when we come under discipleship. A policeman has authority, not because of his badge or uniform, but because of the authority that has been placed on him by the government. If we can understand how the policeman gets their authority, we'll then begin to understand how we can have spiritual authority in Christ. And that comes when we are submitted to the hand of God. Come on. We're submitted to the word of God. And we are submitted to the leaders that God has placed in our life. Your ability to go higher in God has got everything to do with your ability to be submitted at a greater level. Think about it. Come on. The greater the submission, the greater the anointing. The greater the submission, the greater the authority. The greater the submission, the greater the grace. The greater the anointing, the greater the move of God. There are people today, you need to learn how to submit at a new level. And so, and you know what's interesting about that? Is that we can come to church for an hour and a half and go, I'm submitted for an hour and a half. But that's why you need life group. That is why you need to be discipled, because as you do that, you're putting yourself in a position where it's like, God, I'm going to hear your voice and I'm also going to remain accountable. We live in a world where they like to talk about accountability, but the outworking of it, well, that's a different story. There is a flow of authority that happens when we are submitted under the word of God. Don't be someone who's a lone ranger. Be someone who's submitted at a new level in your life. Can I hear an amen today? Amen. Another thing that happens when we are submitted to discipleship is this. Number two, iron sharpens iron. Have you ever tried to cut something with a blunt knife? Come on, what happens? The knife is unstable. It is dangerous. It damages everything that it cuts. But when we have a blade that is sharp, it is easy to cut. It is effective. It requires less effort. And if we can understand that God wants to sharpen our blades, what do you think is happening when we are under discipleship? When we are under discipleship, we are sharpening and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit clearer. Come on. We are learning to submit at a whole nother level. Our gifting becomes sharper. Our anointing becomes sharper. There is greater effectiveness in our life that happens not by accident, but when we choose to be in a place of submission, and that's where sharpness happens. There are people in the house today, you want to have a sharper life, and that's going to happen when you learn to submit yourself at a greater level in Christ and come under discipleship. And what happens when we do? I love when Jesus was teaching them, he said this, to observe all things. He didn't say some things, all things. What he's saying here, yes, speak verbally and instruct, but do not be someone who neglects to demonstrate and walk and show how to walk for someone else. I can say to my children, you need to pray, which we do in our home, but my kids need to see me praying. Come on. My children need to know I can talk about submitting to God, but I need to show submission to God. Come on. I can talk about being obedient to the word of God, but unless I'm demonstrating and showing obedience, how do our kids know what obedience really is? Because not to do what the word of God says will bring confusion and anarchy and destabilization. If we want to build strong families, we need to be people who are rock solid on the word of God. Come on, hear an amen. In all seasons, see, our attitude needs to be, hey, you're doing good? I'm with you. It's bad? I'm in the ditch with you. In all seasons, I'm believing God with you. Learning is not just a classroom setting. Here we are. Learning is sometimes on-the-job training. Let me show you how to seek God in a trial. Can I show you what it's like when hell is coming to get you and you still remain submitted to the word of God? Let me show you what it's like to seek the face of God even though you've got nothing left in the tank. Can I show you how to stand on the rock of the word of God even though there's an earthquake's in my life? Let me show you, because there's something about observing that speaks more than just words. Come on, let's be a people who demonstrate, who show. And let me just say, articulation is more than verbal. Come on, articulation is more than verbal. And there is a learning that is going to happen in our life when we learn to observe and listen and see what God does in our life. The third thing, discipleship, a key to spiritual growth. The third thing is this, Christ is with you in discipleship. Come on, Christ is with you. Someone say, Christ is with you. So now that we understand that when we are discipled or we are discipling someone else, we are submitted to a greater authority in Christ. We are submitted to a greater authority. This gives us the ability under His grace to demonstrate. Notice the flow. Notice the order. First, submission. And because of that submission, the authority of God flows. And with that comes demonstration. Demonstration. To what? To observe, to correct, and to encourage. But then Jesus drops this beauty on us and says this. He says this, and lo, I am with you. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you. Until the end of the age. This is a reminder in everything we do, every disciple that is made, every situation, whether we are guiding someone or being guided ourselves, that Jesus has made this promise to us, and that is, I am with you. There are people in church today, the reason, you know, after much prayer and deliberation, we just felt as a team that discipleship is the key for this year. Because we strongly believe in more than just big buildings on a Sunday full of people, but we want to see people's personal relationship with Christ go deep and strong. We want to see people's gifts and God-given abilities be manifested more than just a dream, but a reality. And as I was preparing, I was thinking about our amazing church. And I'm just going to say this. I feel that there are people in church today, you are not growing. You are not growing. Why? Because you are not being discipled. Come on. I know. Come on. If you want to grow, and Pastor Oral said it, so eloquently, if you want to grow and get serious with God, you've got to get serious about doing what He says in His Word. There is no time for compromise or mishmash. There is no time for that. We're either in or we're out. We're either... I won't say that. You get the message. Your ability to be discipled will take it on new realms of possibility and grace. Come on. And don't think discipleship, oh, that's just for the next generation. It's just for the youth and the young adults. They need that. No. Everyone at every level needs discipleship. Come on. Pastor James, I'm 70. I'm a vet. Whoa. You need as much discipleship as someone in the children's ministry. Come on. Because we are growing with Christ together. And today, as we are wrapping this up, discipleship, a key to spiritual growth, comes when we make a decision and say, God, this year, 2024, I am committing myself to you at another level to seek the face, to seek your face, God. And I'm going to learn. I want to grow. I want to develop. I want to increase. Because those that are planted in what? In the house of the Lord. Shall what? Flourish in the courts of our God. There are people in the house today, that analogy that Pastor Ora brought up about the plant out of the ground. There are people in the house today. There are people, you come on, this year, this is the year. This is the year to get planted. This is the year to take God at His word. This is a year to say, God, everything that you have, I am ready and I will do. Because all authority, what did Jesus say? Has been given. Discipleship is submitting to the hand of God. So that the authority of God will flow in your life. There are people today, 2024 is your year of growth. Come on. Be thankful for the years that you've grown. But this year, come on, I'm going to say it today. Get serious and go, God, this is my year. I'm going to submit to you. You want to see Christ lifted higher in your life? You need to get lower. Some of us are too busy trying to get higher in the Tower of Babel. when really we should be just getting lower. Get lower. It's time to get down.